Hello, Alpha Female family, and welcome back to yet another podcast. Happy New Year. I know it's probably too late into the year to say Happy New Year to everyone, but Happy New Year and welcome back. My name is Lungisa Jayo. If you are new around these streets, I am the founder of Alpha Female, which is a space really I curated to have room where women of color feel safe, share knowledge, not only career-wise, but just in every area of life. And talking about knowledge, the podcast is one leg where we do that, right? We have different topics, different guests, talking about different things that affect us, women of color. Today, you have me, Gosiam. And today, I just wanted to share some lessons I learned over the years, but particularly in 2023, which are ushering me into this year. And I wanted to share this with my listeners and people that just follow the platform. There could be some commonalities or things that you can relate to that could help you also in your life. So the other thing that's important about lessons that I learned is living the lessons. I think many of us learn lessons over time, but actually don't apply them in our lives. So for me, I have a list of 100 things I need to learn before I die. I'm not even getting to 100. I think I'm on number 35, if I'm not mistaken. And the lessons just keep repeating themselves, actually. The patterns keep coming back. So last year when I reflected and asked myself why I'm still having similar lessons come back, I actually realized that I'm not applying them. So what I'll share with you just as an opening is that it's very important to apply the lessons that you're learning. If you want to change something in your life, you actually have to take the time to actually apply yourself in the moment, in the lesson. And I think only when you do that, that's where the true change and the magic happens. So let's get into it. As we get into it, lesson number one. So I think I've learned, I don't know if you grew up with an older grandmother or grandfather. So I grew up with my gran, and she was the strictest person that I knew, but she's also one of those people that actually do what they say they will do. If she tells you she will do something, believe it. Couple of months, couple of days, sometimes it takes her years, but she actually does what she says. So we grew up with that kind of mindset. But over time, even when I started working, one of my mentors was very strict on what he called a say-do ratio. So a say-do ratio, something that I live by as well, is of the things that you say you are going to do, how much do you actually get done? And can people trust you or your word when you say you're going to do something, right? So as you can tell, this is a lesson that I've always known. But last year, when I reflected at the end of the year and looked at my list on the things that I wanted to achieve, there were some things that were left behind. There were some things that I had excuses on why I didn't, you know, actually achieve them. And I realized that I was the one who was holding myself back. But what is the key lesson here? Number one, action versus motion, or learning the difference between action versus motion. So action is something that you do that actually produces results or impacts your outcome, right? So for instance, I say I want to be fit this year, I want to lose 10 kgs. Action would be me going to the gym every day or changing my diet. Then there is motion, which I realized I lived in a lot. I think a lot of us do as well. Motion is when you are planning on doing the action. So it actually feels like you are doing something to enact your outcome. But in actual fact, you're still in the process. The challenge with motion, or rather the danger with motion, is it still has that feel-good effect where James Clear almost describes it as intoxicating. So you're just like, you know, this year I want to save 100,000. You write it on your list. New Year's resolution, I want to save 100,000. But in actual fact, you've just planned for it. It's in your list, but you haven't started doing the actions that will help you get to that goal. So my first big lesson and what I want to share with you is call yourself out. Call yourself out when you are in motion versus when you're in action. When you have your accountability reviews with self, if you don't have them, start having them. They are life-changing. Have an accountability partner. When you're looking at your goals and you're reflecting on how far you are getting with them, ask yourself, what do I have in motion versus what I'm actually doing to change the circumstance or actually meet my goals? There you go. You'll thank me later. And I think the second one goes very closely with this. So if you read any books about self-development, or like Rachel Rogers has a book on how to become a millionaire, and she has steps that are that help you get there, for instance, boundaries are also very important, or the system that you have to help you achieve your goals. So boundaries are a form of self-care. I've always heard about boundaries, but I think I started applying that lesson probably last year. Many of us grow up in homes where we are the breadwinners. Sometimes you are helping your cousins go to school. Sometimes there's just so much responsibility that are put on us, especially as women of color. I think there's even research that has proved that if you send one black woman to school, they're probably going to educate four or five more people that come after them, right? So there's normally great responsibility. It is entrenched in you, even as a child, to help others. The problem sometimes comes in the fact that you put yourself last in everything that you do, and you don't have proper boundaries, either with family, with the people that you're taking care of, or community. So, lesson number two, boundaries are a form of self-care. Boundaries don't mean you don't care about the people that you're looking after anymore. No. Boundaries also don't mean that you are now mean. No. Boundaries don't mean that now you are selfish. No. They are there to guide you and help you move forward with your life. So what I mean is, if you have 100 rand to share with five people, including yourself, sometimes boundaries are, let me use this 100 rand to invest in my business so I have 500 rand to share with the five people. So I may not be able to help them right now with this 100 rand, but in a month's time, I'm able to actually provide much more than what I could have. So lesson number two, take care of yourself, fill your own cup, develop those boundaries as a form of self-care. And when you do that, you actually become happier. There's more that comes out of you, as well as creativity to actually chime those goals, but also provide for the people that you're supposed to. This is so important, but I think sometimes we don't take it seriously. Self-work is a forever journey. What do I mean? So all my life, I had always embarked on working on myself, whether be it through therapy or reflecting, if something has happened, sitting down, channeling, you know, my path, that type of thing. But there are certain situations that will make you face yourself. And for me, 2023 was that year. I had a coach, I had a life coach that was helping me through some of my self-limiting beliefs, helping me go into the season that I am right now, realizing also what holds me back. So for me, now I grew up in Soweto, for instance. If you watch The Color Purple, I feel like all my life I had to fight. But that does something to you, good and negative. Good in a sense that it gives you drive. You always know what you are after and it gives you a solid why. Bad in a sense that there are seasons where you no longer have to fight so much. There are seasons where there are different tools that you're going to need to be successful. And so the tools that had served you whilst you were fighting, you know, to get into certain rooms, to get to certain levels, to be a leader, you are now in them. You are now in them. You are now in that season. So you need a whole host of different tools to actually survive that kind of environment. So for me, with my coach, we had to unearth some of my beliefs, some of the things that were holding me back. And I found that so rewarding. And going into this year, I feel like when I look in the mirror and I'm just like, this is Lungi. I am so happy with that version of myself. I'm happy with the versions that got me to where I am, but super excited about the next phase. So self-work is a forever journey. Whether you do it with a coach, whether you do it with a therapist, whether you do it with your accountability partners, being your friends, it is so, so important. Even in relationships, right? Relationships, romantic and non-romantic. Romantic in a sense that when you decide to live with someone or, you know, have blueprints together, it will challenge the both of you because both of you bring different versions to each other and try to merge them. Now, because in relationships, you actually work from a place of vulnerability, so much is exposed so quickly, and how you react to it is sometimes linked to either childhood traumas, to self-beliefs, to how you want to be validated. And so if you don't understand yourself, you're actually giving the next person the burden to understand you. And that's sometimes just a disaster. So there will come a time for you to face yourself. And I think when you take little steps to doing so, you just become better all around. Even at work. At work, we meet different people who impact us in different ways. And I think if you know yourself, then you can, you know your triggers and how to react. So if someone at work comes to you and they, you know, they look at you or they side eye you, if you haven't dealt with the side eye that happened when you were in, I don't know, grade one, then every side eye will affect you and you'll just go crazy at work. But if you have, you'll know that that's a trigger for you and you'll know how to handle it. And I think it makes you a better leader, a better employee all around. So that's the other lesson. Take time to pursue yourself. Make sure you know yourself. You can never know yourself fully, but just make time for you to be like Nyasfrostana, Nyazazi type situation. And I think the last lesson I want to leave with everyone is to let go. If you're a perfectionist, hands up. If you're a perfectionist, what happened with perfectionism is that sometimes you actually don't know when to let go. Because to be honest, nothing is ever, ever truly perfect. There's always going to be a glitch somewhere. And sometimes, at least I had to learn that the glitches are fine, depending on the magnitude of the glitches. I found myself holding back also a lot in my life because the thing wasn't perfect. So for instance, I'm very passionate about alpha. It's something that I started very intentionally, but I had been procrastinating to put out our website, which is coming, by the way, because every time I'd read either the content, see the pictures, I'd want to change something. So the challenge for myself going into the new year is to just publish it. I can always make it better as the time goes, but to just do it, to just let go and do it. And some things are truly not up to us. So if you are a believer and you believe in God, the moment is up to God, right? We can do all the preparation, we can do all the work, but the actual owner of the moment is God. So sometimes we should do the work and let the magic happen and allow God to do the rest. So those are my lessons that I wanted to share with you as we start the year. I'm super excited with all that we have in store for you for this year. Stay tuned. Till next time. Bye.